This is Job Corps, a one-hour program about Job Corps in general and Tongue Point Job Corps Center in particular. This program is written and reported by the students themselves. We are in our sixth year. Tonight we have stories about an open house, Earth Day Every Day, graduation, and our regular features: Good News, Students of the Month, Staff of the Month, Unsung Heroes, and Why I Came to Job Corps. All this on tonight's edition of This is Job Corps. In the studio, we have student reporters Nicole Rahanek, Zachary Hazelwood, and William Key. Also in the studio is engineer Terry Wilson, co-producer of this program. Okay, let's get started. One of our regular features is Why I Came to Job Corps. Nicole?
Hey guys, my name is Nicole Rahanek, but a lot of people call me Coco with the A. I'm from Marysville, Washington. I came to Job Corps because I couldn't find a job and because my mom was tired of me sitting around the house eating all her food. So I thought I'd give her a break. No, but ultimately my career goal is broadcasting and journalism. I was working on getting a degree for it back at home, but I couldn't find any more scholarships. So when I heard that this place had a college program and that they would put me through college for free, I was on it. I came here August 18th with my little brother's girlfriend, big sister, and her husband. Say that five times fast. I began training in finance and business in October, and by January, I was 85% complete. So my instructor had me start work-based learning to get some experience volunteering at Providence Seaside Hospital. I worked there for 3 months for the volunteer coordinator, Gary Terranova, who, by the way, is the coolest guy ever. Hey, Gary. Are we allowed to give shout-outs? Yeah? Okay, cool. Hey, Gary, I'm on the radio. Sorry. Anyways, during those 3 months, I became president of my dorm, Res 3, took advanced leadership training, and I also did CERT training. CERT stands for a Community Emergency Response Team, which basically trains you to prepare and know how to handle being in a disaster, if you're ever lucky enough to be a part of one. CERT is something I would encourage everyone to get involved in because they teach you things that everyone should know, and it also gives you an opportunity to meet and get to know people in your community. Even though I'm sure many of you in Astoria who are listening right now have all known each other since you were like 2 years old. Everyone knows each other around here. I was feeling a little left out, had to get involved, meet some people. 2 hours a week for 9 weeks, you're bound to learn something new. So not only did I receive community service hours for it, but I also got 2 college credits and a cool little certificate. Let's see. Altogether, I have 12 community service hours and I've done since I got here. I guess you could say that all my hard work finally paid off 9 months later, because at my last evaluation, I was put on gold privilege level and pretty much proud of myself. I should be finished with my trade by August and start college in September. I think Job Corps is a great program with a lot of things you can benefit from, just as long as you take advantage of the opportunities they give you. Actually, while I was taking the advanced leadership training, our lovely Tamara Walker told me about this radio broadcasting position. I was interested, but I had to wait until I was done with work base because the hours didn't work with my schedule. But now I'm off work base and I'm here and I'm giving it my best shot. So that's my story. And hopefully you'll be hearing a lot more from me here on KMUN.
Thank you, Coco. Now, another regular feature is good news. Zach has that.
Good news for the month of April. We have 10 students who have earned their high school diploma, and we have 14 students who have received their GED this month.
Thank you, Zach. We honor Students of the Month at our monthly business meeting. Our reporters have these for April and May.
This student arrived at Tongue Point Job Corps Center on November 4th, 2008, and began training in health occupations. After completing nurse assistant and home health aide, she started classes at Clatsop Community College through our advanced career training program. She is a positive, joyous, and invested young woman in her education and training. She was a classroom leader who consistently exceeded classroom expectations in health occupations. She is a hardworking student with a very positive attitude. She takes initiative, and whatever she does to the best of her ability. She has a great role model in her dorm. She demonstrates the career success standards and goes above and beyond. She enjoys making others smile. She has a great laugh, a good sense of humor, and she loves to give hugs. She makes everyone in the dorm feel special with her ready smile and nice greeting. Her performance is exceptional. She gets above average room scores and meets all expectations. She serves on the peer intervention panel and demonstrates great leadership skills that make her very employable. She is a thoughtful, sensitive student with an attention to detail that makes her a high achiever in college and in life. It is with great pride and respect that we recognize Jessica Andres as our Student of the Month for April 2010.
This student arrived at Tongue Point Job Corps Center on July 21st, 2009 and began training in electrical. He has excelled from the moment he arrived at Tongue Point. He gets along with all staff and students and has a great work ethic. He is a leader in his vocation. He did an excellent job at his work-based learning site. He fit in well, worked hard, and was very reliable. He demonstrated outstanding employability skills and received exceptional scores in all categories of his evaluation. He was elected as a Vocational Student of the Week and is now applying for advanced lineman training. He is an incredible person. He has common sense, focus, intelligence, and follow-through. He is a natural leader, conducting meetings in his residence with poise and grace, earning the respect of and admiration of his peers and staff. He is kind, funny, and responsible. When he speaks, people listen. Where he goes, people follow. He takes each of his leadership positions seriously and expects new leadership challenges as opportunities present themselves. We have no doubt he will continue to set an outstanding example and take advantage of his amazing opportunity that Job Corps offers. It is with great pride and respect that we recognize Zachary Hazelwood as our Student of the Month for April 2010. Congratulations.
This student arrived at Tongue Point Job Corps Center on June 9, 2009 and began training in finance and business, where she was named a Vocational Student of the Week. She is a conscientious young woman who goes above and beyond to get her work done. She is sensitive to those around her and knows when someone needs a helping hand. She is a great role model. She is polite, respectful, and always does the right thing. She stands up for others and stands up for what she believes in. She demonstrates quiet strength in completing tasks. Staff describe her as professional, organized, and pleasant with a great smile. She is doing an exceptional job in her dorm. She is an excellent hall leader, setting goals high to produce great workers and leaders within her hall. She strives to do her best, goes above and beyond, and is determined to succeed. She has excellent room scores and meets all expectations. She sets a good example and demonstrates the career success standards that make her employable. She is a great communicator and is always looking for advice to do her job more efficiently and more productively. Her unswerving devotion to her duties sets her apart and will add to her employability when she leaves Tongue Point to begin her career. It is with great pride and respect that we recognize Casey Ellis as our Student of the Month for May 2010.
This student arrived at Tongue Point Job Corps Center on February 24, 2009 and began training in carpentry. Upon completing his first vocation, he entered electrical. Carpentry, he was a hardworking young man with a positive attitude. He is consistently on task, staying focused on the tasks he is assigned, and setting a great example for his peers. He is a high achiever who keeps a humble profile, even though he has completed both carpentry and electrical, and is waiting to go to advanced lineman training. He is an outstanding student leader. As a section leader, he has been an infinitely valuable part of the hall leader program. He is a great leader and role model for fellow students. If staff need help with projects, he is always willing to help with a great smile. He represents Job Corps and Residence 3 proudly by participating in all the intramural sports with determination and sportsmanship. He is a very polite and focused young man. He works hard during the training day and completes all his other center requirements while also taking time to participate in recreational activities. He keeps a healthy balance of work and play throughout his day. He respects staff and peers. His positive attitude is appreciated by all. His dedication and work ethic will serve him well in his future endeavors. It is with great pride and respect that we recognize Jeremy Littleton as our Student of the Month for May 2010. Congratulations.
Thank you. I just wanted to comment that reminded me a little bit of what a small, special community we have. Both the reporters Will and Zach today have both been Students of the Month. All three of our reporters today are presidents of either Executive Council or their dorm council. And Zach had the privilege of reading Jeremy's certificate for Student of the Month, and they're in the same vocation and are both planning to go to advanced training. So we really do have an outstanding group of reporters here today. We also honor Staff of the Month at our monthly staff meetings. Our reporters have the March and April awards.
This employee started working at Tongue Point Job or at Tongue Point in March 2009. He receives all the food and warehouse items on center, as well as purchase orders for specific end users. This is a critical, if often unseen, task. He ensures all the products and items are ready for the requester in a timely manner. For the first 2 months of 2010 alone, this was 1,900 line items valued at $274,414. He has taken ownership of the food inventory and delivery process by reducing the food inventory variance to its lowest level in more than a year. The last absolute variance was $16.54 out of $4,800 in stock, a variance of 0.3%. He recently received an Innovations Award for developing a green solution to let people know their orders were ready in the warehouse. In addition to all he does for the center, he spends one typically grueling weekend per month with the U.S. Marine Corps. We appreciate his good nature, terrific attitude, and outgoing personality, and we are pleased to recognize Property Clerk Andy Northrup as the March 2010 Staff Member of the Month. Congratulations.
This employee started working at Tongue Point in November 2000, and she has had perfect attendance in 8 of her 10 years. She is here working when most of us are still asleep. Her shift starts at 5 o'clock a.m., and she starts assisting students by 6. She is assigned a work-based learning student weekly, and she helps train them so they can accomplish their TARS. She has a very high awareness of safety procedures, and she follows all sanitation regulations. Most staff and students appreciate the many choices she displays daily in the salad bar. She makes yummy salads, focusing on nutrition. Maintaining the salad and sandwich bars at lunch can be daunting, but she does it so smoothly, it's second to her nature. She is also serving as a staff mentor for students who are preparing the diversity luncheon celebrating the Pacific Islands. We love her sense of humor, and it is with pleasure that we nominate Karen Jeppesen as the March 2010 Staff Member of the Month.
This employee started his career at Tongue Point Job Corps in June 2008 by taking over a vocation that had been without an instructor for 9 months. One of his first tasks was to start work on an ambitious remodel project while learning the ins and outs of Job Corps. His philosophy of looking forward to the students' individual needs and career paths has resulted in several advanced training placements at other Job Corps centers. He has volunteered his time and energy to help move supplies and equipment for community activities like VOCA Camp and the Crab and Seafood Festival. His extensive research has helped develop the steps needed to allow students going to advanced training to earn their commercial driver's license. This employee's caring and commitment to the program is evident in the skill level and professionalism of his students. We are pleased to recognize Jim Kalmbach, Home Builders Institute Electrical Vocation Instructor, as the April Staff Member of the Month. Thank you, Jim.
Don't leave the microphone yet, Zach. I'm going to put you on the spot a little bit here.
Okay.
Can you come up with a couple of things? What are some lessons that Jim has taught you that you're going to carry with you through your career?
One of the big things that Jim has always pushed on us in his vocation is not only being on time, but being early. Always show up to work, not when you're supposed to be there, but early, so when you're supposed to start work, you're actually ready to work. Show up 5 minutes early, get your tools ready, and you're ready to work. He always stresses how you approach people, how you approach your boss or manager with the right words and tones and what to say kind of thing, and it's helped me personally in a lot of situations and helped me with my leadership positions, and it's going to help me as I go to advanced training in Oneonta, New York.
Thank you, Zach. Those are important lessons. And now we have one more Staff of the Month.
This person has worked at Tongue Point since August 2005. He works closely with his students to help them see a new future and learn how to answer questions like, where am I headed? Why do I put up with these rules? Why do I have to get along with my roommates, my coworkers, my peers? What options await me as I move through my training? building options is key to what he does. What opportunities are really waiting for Job Corps students? The staff member specializes in helping students dare to look in the future. Not an easy task, as so many of us know. Or our students' daily lives are often filled with confusion, drama, and at least one tragedy. These youth are our future, and it takes staff like this person to remind us how to focus on the future and to do it with a smile, a giggle, and a joke for each day. Staying serious and keeping a light at the same time. Counselor Mike Stefik has mastered these seemingly conflicting abilities and made them an important part of his awesome talents. We are glad to have him on the team, and we are pleased to recognize him as April 2010 Staff Member of the Month, Mike Stefik.
Thank you, reporters. Residence 4, our independent living dorm, recently held an open house. We had the opportunity to interview residential living supervisor Michael Limbacher in the dorm. Hi, this is Tamara, and we're out here on a beautiful Friday afternoon in Astoria, Oregon, and we've got an open house at the independent living dorm. We've got the residential living supervisor, Michael Limbacher, here. So tell me, why did you decide to do an open house?
Well, we wanted to invite everyone on center, staff and students, so they could come over and see what independent living really looked like and the way things actually ran and what the rooms were like and meet the staff and answer any questions that they might have.
Now, how long has this been the independent living dorm?
It's been the independent living dorm for about a year, maybe a little bit longer.
And I know students seem very happy to be here. They have to apply to move in, correct? What are some of the qualifications?
Well, contrary to what you might think, it's not really an honor dorm. It's based on their ability to live independently and not require a lot of supervision. And to come here, they have to demonstrate that their room scores are at a certain level and that they have a leadership position, and which means they're at least on a silver phase level, and that they have no disciplinary issues. And they apply with an application and three letters of recommendation, and we review them with the group life management staff and decide who moves over.
And generally speaking, people are very happy to be here. And that's not just generally speaking, mm-hmm. I need to change that. People are happy to be here. They feel honored. It's a privilege.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm really glad to hear that, you know, and to hear it from the students. It's a really nice place to work. It's a very nice environment. The students are really supportive of each other, and we all work together as a team, and that's what we try to promote, that idea that we're all working together as a team to help them achieve their goals and maybe even more.
How many students do you currently have?
We have 94 students in the residence.
That's good. That's just under a fifth of our population, so it's really nice to know that we've got that level of caliber of student on our center those independent living skills. Mm-hmm. We are standing out in the courtyard. There is a beautiful view of the river and the docks. There's a nice lawn and beautiful trees. It's almost a park-like setting.
I know, it's a beautiful setting, and we've been sometimes calling it the garden dorm, and we've planted a lot of plants, and the landscaping vocation has told us that this year they're going to do a lot of work on our lawns and make it even more, you know, special. But it is a beautiful setting. It looks like a resort, doesn't it?
It does. Thank you, Michael, for having us out. Is there anything else you wanted to add?
No, I'm just glad that everybody came, and I hope that everyone has a much clearer idea of what the independent living dorm is about.
Thank you, Michael. We're going to go catch up with a couple of your students. We also stopped by several rooms to chat with a few students about their life in Residence 4. Here are these interviews. So we walked down to the end of the second floor balcony and turned the corner and came into a room with Will and Zach. Now tell me what you call this room.
The presidential suite.
Why would that be?
Well, I happen to be the student body president, and Zach is the president of Res 4, so.
So, did you both start out in Res 4?
I started out in Res 2, then came to Res 3, then moved to Res 4 last year.
So, what makes Res 4 special?
the pure fact that we have less rules but more responsibility than the other reses.
One of the things I noticed, and I know you're in college, Will, one of the things I noticed is that there seems to be a big draw for college students to live in the independent living dorm.
That's mainly because we have access to computers pretty much all day long. And my schedule is Monday, Wednesday, Friday. And so I have Tuesday, Thursday off. And a lot of times I use Tuesday, Thursday to study and hang out in my room. I mean, if I was in Res 3, I would have to go to the LRC or go into town or do something here. I can be in my room, watch TV, study, go downstairs, use a computer, and type up essays and homework. Or if I really wanted to, I can just take a free day and just chill out in my room if I wanted to. So,
and that is one of the big differences. The other three dorms are closed during the training day. People need to be out by 7:45 a.m. and the dorms open back up again after the training day. So, hi, this is Tamara. I am in a room with some very familiar faces. We've got Takena, Leah, and Amanda. And I understand you were all transplants to Res 4, that you all started in other dorms.
Yes.
What makes Res 4 so special?
For me, I did not like the community shower, having everybody, you know, having to leave your room and take all your bath stuff with you and lug this whole, basically, briefcase to the bathroom to go get ready. It's so much more convenient just to have all my stuff here, go take a shower, have all my hair stuff out and my clothes there and get ready for the day and go.
For me, it's just, it kind of feels like an apartment type atmosphere. So it really does feel like we're independent here, and the showers as well.
And I have to say, it is really nice because they're up on the second floor and you look out their window and out their door, there's the balcony, and you can see the trees and the courtyard, and it feels like an apartment. I know that today with the open house, there have been people here from other dorms and people walk into the rooms and, oh my gosh, they want to move in. So I have a feeling you're going to have people vying for your spot soon. So anyway, well, thanks for sharing your room. Less a few minutes ago, she recommended that we come to room 101. And now here we are in room 101 and very excited to chat with two students. This is an honor room. And go ahead and let me know who you are and how long you've been in the dorm.
I'm Anastasia. I've been in the dorm for almost 2.5 years.
And my name is Alexis, and I've been in the dorm for almost 3 years.
So you were both here when they changed it over to the independent living dorm.
Yes.
Have you liked the changes they've made?
Yes.
Yes, I think it's very good changes. Mm-hmm. And
less drama, more chances for college students to study.
You're both in college, so this was a good change for you.
Yes. Yes.
So this is only a two-person room, and it's the same size as the other rooms. Yes. But you've got a lot more personal space.
Oh, yeah.
Definitely.
Yeah. It doesn't really. It is a huge weight lifted off your shoulders to only deal with one person and instead of three other ones. And we have a TV and we have a couch. And it feels more like an apartment than a dorm. And I think that was really nice.
Yes, definitely.
A good privilege.
Kitchen.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, it is, and it's a nice feel. And you mentioned it almost felt like an apartment. It almost feels like a nice hotel suite, too, really. What's the biggest change from when it was a regular dorm to the independent living dorm that's had the most impact on you?
I think being able to make your own schedule, because we're college students, so we get done either early or late depending on what day it is, and we can come back and it's open to us to study, use the computers in the main area, do laundry, and it just gives us more options to get the chores we need to get done.
Well, outstanding. I know the open house has been a great opportunity for us to come and see you in your space. Well, thank you both. One of the students in room 101 was just named the Management Training Corporation Tongue Point Scholar of the Year. Congratulations, Anastasia Harlan, for your dedication to your goals and to a successful future. Zach, as the president of Residence 4, do you have anything to add regarding the open house?
I just want to say that the open house went over better than I think any of us really planned. I mean, we had staff and students, and it went off without a hitch. I mean, staff loved being able to come into the dorm and actually see what it was like and talked to the students about how they feel about it. And all I heard were good things about what happened there and during the actual open house. So
it was a lot of fun, and I know they're planning on doing that in the other dorms, and I think you've set a pretty good standard for what we'd like to see at future open houses.
I hope so.
Thank you. Our reporters have the Staff Unsung Hero Awards.
The Culinary Arts Training Achieving Record requires that students know how to operate a credit card machine and how to balance a bank and cash drawer. Thank you, Joe Talamantes, for arranging for both a machine and imprint slips for us to use for our ongoing to the bank your own time to pick them up. You also have developed a cashiering bank system using the tips from the bistro before they were turned in. Several students have successfully been able to complete their course. Several students have successfully been able to complete the course because of your extra effort. In addition, you patiently helped students with their income taxes during the past several weeks. Thank you for going above and beyond. Joe Talamantes.
Just talking to this staff member briefly will lighten your day. He goes out of his way to make students comfortable and respected. Whether they are applying to the Job Corps program, just orientating on center, or nearing graduation, he works with some of our most challenging students, those with mental health concerns or learning disabilities. Even while working with, sometimes, difficult challenges, he always gets the job done, is compassionate to staff and students alike, and his carefree, easygoing attitude is contagious. Thank you, Ben Polinski.
You are very open, warm, and smiling with the students, and pleasant and courteous to staff, making everyone feel welcome. We can ask you any question about the dining hall, and you will know the answer or refer us to the person who does. You do amazing things with very little money or appreciation. Thank you for always going above and beyond in your quest to make the dining hall a pleasant experience for everyone on center. Jean Matheson, you do a wonderful job.
We have an update on our activities held during Earth Day Every Day Week. Zach?
We held a recycling fashion show at the monthly student and staff business meeting Tuesday, April 20th. Fashions were made from foil, trash bags, food wrappers, and material recycled from other clothing. On Wednesday, April 21st, we held an art show featuring art and poetry by students and staff. At the reception, Student Government Executive Council officers served juice, water, and dirt cups. My favorite. Pudding cups with crushed Oreos and gummy worms. Trees were planted near Residence 4 and Residence 3 on Thursday, April 22nd. Officers dug the holes near Residence 4 and prepped and planted the vine maples. The earth was very compacted at Residence 3. Thankfully, landscaping pre-dug the holes for us at that site. We chose two of the holes they dug to place the prepped vine maples. In addition to being planted for Earth Day, these trees are part of a larger landscaping plan to introduce native plants to the area to cut down on mowing and water use. Thank you, Chris, for your time and dedication.
Tongue Point held their quarterly graduation last month. We are pleased to share portions of the ceremony with you.
Thank you. Good afternoon. I'd like to welcome all our visitors here today for this graduation. I know some of you have traveled many miles to get here, and I know our graduates are very appreciative of your attendance. There's a lot of family and relatives and friends of our graduates here today. Job Corps graduation is a very special event. Some of our students have all come from different backgrounds. And some of our students, when they came here, they knew exactly what they wanted. They worked hard, kind of like a sprinter with the finish line in sight. You know, they get done with everything as quick as possible because they're ready to get out there and join the workforce or go on to college. And some of our students took them a while to find their way to discover what they wanted to do in their life. And they had to try two or three vocations until they settled in and made it work for them. And we also have some students who, what I call, took the scenic route. You know, they kind of worked and hard, and they did other things hard, and stuck a few toes across the line, you know, when they shouldn't have. But the important thing is they stuck with the program, they kept committed to it, and they made it. They've graduated, and they're here today, and that's what's important. And I really appreciate the graduates. And I'm, as a staff member, like, there's four special days for us in Job Corps. All of them happen to be graduations. We have four graduations a year. Now, many of the staff members, they'll be looking here at the graduates today, and many of them remember back the first day they entered campus. Some were scared to death. Some were ready to go. And some we had to convince that they wanted to be here. And so it's very interesting, and it's always very rewarding as a staff member. Many of the staff members have been a big part of our students' success. Many staff have tutored, and many friends have also been peer tutors to help our students along. And many of these students here will be going on to college programs also. And so again, it's my opportunity to welcome you and for this very important day here today. Thank you very much.
And now Will Key, the Student Government Association president, will say a few words.
Hi. You guys remember that first day you came in here? That first time you looked at those group of people called your input? And you worked hard. You worked hard from your input. You worked hard in your trades. You worked hard in your dorms. And now is the day that you look amongst the people that you're staying with now, and they are output. They are the people who worked alongside you, strong, hard, and ready, each and every day, waking up at 6:30 in the morning to clean, getting the trade at 8 o'clock, then going after school to go to your leaderships and fulfilling your hours and all that was required of you. Now is the time that you get to step forth and create more of yourself. Job Corps is the only step, the first step, in creating what will be your future. I congratulate you guys and much respect. And to those students sitting in the stands, I urge you to be here in front of these rows graduating. Congratulations.
Our first student speaker is Tina Straw.
Before I came to Job Corps, I was a quitter. Academically, I wasn't even close to being a success. I coasted through high school. It was a means to socialize, not get an education. I rarely attended a straight week. I dropped out in the last 2 months of my senior year. Living at home, I was struggling with depression, and I hated my living situation. I had no job and no future, and I knew I had to do something with my life, or it wasn't going to turn out very well. I heard of Job Corps through Washington State Unemployment Office. It took me a year to get up the motivation to turn in an application for Job Corps. After that, 1 month, almost to the day, I turned in the application, I was on the blue bus headed to my future. It's a decision I will never regret for as long as I live. When I came to Job Corps, I was still a quitter. Within the first week, I wanted to go home. Luckily, my sister Jamie had come to Tongue Point with me. She told me to give it 2 weeks. By the end of the first week, I was completely happy with my life here. So thanks to Jamie, I stuck it out. Coming to Job Corps taught me to grow up, to face my responsibilities, and learn to problem solve. Instead of running from the things I didn't like, I learned to confront them and find a solution to them. I learned to communicate my feelings and ideas. I gained the ability to lead a team and set realistic goals and accomplish them in a timely manner. We come to Job Corps to better ourselves, but we can't do it alone. The people that helped me get through my time in Job Corps are many, so I won't name them individually, but you all know who you are. You're the staff and instructors here. You are my coworkers, my friends, and my family. But there are three people I would like to thank if I could. My mother, she loves me unconditionally, and I had a happy childhood because of her. My boyfriend, Dylan, he knows that I let myself become overwhelmed with insignificant details, and he helps me step back, relax, and enjoy the small things in life. And finally, my instructor, Mary Putnam. I entered her finance and business class thinking I could coast through, get my certificate of completion and be on my way. That wasn't the case. Mary was unlike any other teacher I had ever had. She actually cared that I succeeded. So Mary, Mom, Dylan, and everyone else that helped me, the only way I can show you how thankful I am is to follow the advice John F. Kennedy once gave us. As we express our gratitude, we must never forget that the highest appreciation we can give is not to utter words, but to live by them. I promise to live my life like you all believe I can, to the fullest of my ability. Now to both my fellow graduates and all the current students of Job Corps, I want to encourage you to never stop working to better yourselves. Don't let the world tell you that you can't do something. The bumblebee is aerodynamically unsound and logically shouldn't be able to fly. Its body is too big for its little wings. Yet we all know and have seen that when that bee gets his little wings going, he does fly. Bumblebees are the most persistent creatures. They don't care about the laws of physics, so they just keep flying. For most of us, Job Corps is or was our last chance. We dropped out of school, we weren't able to hold a job, or the job we had didn't have a promising future. Whatever the circumstances, we all became bees in some way. To the world, we shouldn't be successful. But by coming to Job Corps and using this program to improve our skills and ourselves, we have shown the world that against all odds, we can fly just like that little bee. Never give in to pessimism, and don't believe you can't fly, and you will soar like an eagle. Don't end up regretting what you didn't do because you were too lazy, too pessimistic, or too frightened to let yourself be a success. Be a bumblebee and soar to the heavens. Thank you.
Thank you, Tina. And our second student graduate speaker today is Jeffrey Crandall Roberts.
I arrived at Tongue Point on February 19, 2008, and I am a graduate of the seamanship vocation. I would like to tell you a little bit about myself before I came to Job Corps. I graduated high school and I had two jobs. One working with my dad installing alarm systems, and another at New York Pizza. I had my goals and I had my plans, but they always seemed just right out of my reach. I felt like I was spinning my wheels and stuck in a rut. I learned about Job Corps because my brother went to another Job Corps, and I applied, and 6 months later I got in, and here I am now. Exactly 2 years, 2 months, 5 days later. But who's really counting? During my stay at Job Corps, I've gained many friends and worked with many people from all over the world, from Ethiopia to Hawaii. I've learned new skills from small things like steering a forklift to big things like navigating a 184-foot vessel. I've learned to be patient and be more organized. I've learned that no matter what, if you look hard enough, there's a way to do anything. Job Corps has been more than a school to me. Indeed, it has been a home away from home. I've had friends that were like brothers and sisters, and residential advisors that were too much like parents sometimes, saying things like, "Your bed's not made just right," or "Your closet should be kept a little cleaner." But at the same time, I also felt a lot more independent too. For you see, I learned to really micromanage my money. I think most of us students did. I learned to do taxes and interact with management. All of these I am grateful for. Now to my fellow graduates, I bet there were times where you thought something along the lines of, is this place worth it? And am I ever going to complete? Well, you stuck through it thick and thin. And here you are, one of many who are graduating today. I just want to congratulate all of you for never giving up, no matter what the problem was. And I hope that you will continue to do so in the years to come. For life is like a clay sculpture. People may guide or inspire you, but it is you who must craft your life into a masterpiece you're proud of, not your mom or your dad, nor your grandma or grandpa, not even your best friend Bob. Just you need to be proud. To the Tongue Point staff, thanks for sticking through all the rough spots, and I hope we didn't make it too troublesome for you. I think that the future Tongue Point Job Corps students will be lucky to have you to support them on the bridge to success. To the friends and family present, thanks for encouraging and supporting your Tongue Point graduate. They will need your continued support and encouragement throughout their futures. So when we all leave here today, I want you to remember one very important thing. We can never make it through the world alone. We all need each other's help to conquer the challenges in life. Thank you.
Thank you, Jeffrey. Our guest speaker is Mary Blake. By the time Mary was 15 years old, she knew she wanted to work in the aquatics field. She received her degree in Park and Recreation Services Administration from the University of North Colorado. Mary has said that she's only had two real jobs in her life. I think that's a testimony that she likes both what she does and where she's doing it. For 10 years, Mary was the aquatics director for the city of Portland, administering quite a few pools and a myriad of programs. 26 years ago, she was hired as the first general manager for the Sunset Empire Park and Recreation District, which includes most of the south portion of Clatsop County. She has been instrumental in establishing a very successful pool, park, and recreation program, as well as involving Park and Rec as a leader in the social and community issues of this county. Mary is deeply committed to youth development and building community. From personal experience, I can say that any room Mary enters is immediately affected by her passion and enthusiasm. I'm very pleased that Mary made time to speak with us today. Please welcome Mary Blake.
Tell you that this is such a privilege to be here today with you to celebrate this wonderful event, but also that this is an incredibly sacred event. You know, when Kim was talking that he said it's a great, and it's not how many days we live, but the breaths that we take that takes our breath away. So it was a wonderful opportunity when Tita gave me a call and she said, Mary, we have this community gathering this extraordinary group of families, friends, neighbors, young students who are really stepping out in their life to make a difference and to change our world. And she said, do you have anything that you can tell them? Do you have any secrets that you can, you know, pass on to them? Or any wishes that you would like to give from your heart? You know, I thought about it. Should I wish them wealth? And should I wish them power? And I'm thinking, no. You know, the most important thing about what life is all about is to understand your potential passionately. Understand that you can change the world. This is an extraordinary time for each and every one of us, and that we can take this on ourselves. And so I thought, okay, well, you know, get more serious with them and tell them, well, how can you change the world? You can do that through play. And people say, oh, God, you know, that's pretty surface and pretty shallow. But Oliver Wendell Holmes, one of the best chief justices, said, do people quit playing because they grow old, or do they grow old because they quit playing? So as you choose your path in life, never forget to laugh. Never forget to understand how important play is. Never understand how powerful that is, the joy, just opening yourselves. So play is really, really important. And the next very basic thing is be happiness itself. It's a very Buddhist concept, but it is within you. Happiness and the passion for knowing that you can change the world. And if there's anything I could possibly tell you, do what you love and love what you do. The money will follow, the rest of it will follow. You know, that you have been given an opportunity to come to Tongue Point to find a career and to become engaged by instructors, and that you can start signing off on the choices that you have been making in your life. So love that up and do what you love and love what you do. So then I thought, well, you know, what else do you kind of tell them? You know, it's like a lot of stuff that you can talk about and everything. It's walking the walk and talking the talk. Actually being there, those choices. A lot of people don't understand, you know, vision without action is a daydream. Action without vision is a nightmare. So when you start making choices for yourself, that's when you start making the difference in your life. When you see each day in your life, everybody knows Kung Fu Panda, right? The movie? There you go. You're right with me. You know, Kung Fu Panda sits there and goes, okay, yesterday is history. Tomorrow's a mystery. Today is the gift. That's why they call it the present. Don't ever forget how important it is to live in the moment. And then as you continue to live, to be intentional. Intentional living is living doing no harm. The next step is to have purpose in your life. What you have been learning through your schooling with your family members. So have purpose in life. And the thing that we are starting to disconnect with, that we have to stop right now and understand, we are all connected. Everybody is interconnected, from the planet that we live on to the lives that we touch, and that we have responsibility to each and every single one of us through that intentional living, through being happy, through finding love. So everything is within you. And then we get this struggle like, well, is it telling me from my head? Or is it telling me from my heart? Or is it telling me from my intuition? Those are aspects in your life in which helps make you choices. So then I do have a really good one for you. Success 101 is the progressive realization of worthwhile dreams and goals. Never, ever let them take your dream away. Ever. When you have a dream and you believe it, whatever the mind can conceive and believe, it can achieve. When you have a dream, you make that into a goal. And you take your 24 hours, like I have my 24 hours, and you put action in it. And progressively, you will realize
your dreams coming true. Again, you have done that through the choices that you've made by going to school. And your parents and family friends who may have thought, oh, are they ever going to make it? Yes. There was a student coming in here and he says, are we ready? You know, and I wish I could recognize, and he says, are you ready? Are you ready?
Yes!
Are you ready?
Yes! Yes!
Are you ready?
No!
Yes! Oh, don't you love it? Get those arms waving. Yeah. Celebrate. Be in this moment. Find your calling. Find your work. Connect. I know I'm causing you problems up there. The trouble with trouble, it starts out fun, you guys. Okay. You're never in this alone. One thing that Tita and I talked about, the thing that has given me some of my greatest satisfaction as a community leader is that I've been able to give back to my community through volunteerism. So as you continue to build your lives, bring that together and give freely of your time. So, just to recap, don't forget the love and the happiness. I have a couple words to read from. Happiness is not in our circumstances, but in ourselves. It is not something we see like a rainbow or feel like the heat of a fire. Happiness is something that we are. It comes from our soul. And how do we nurture our souls? By revering our own life, by reaching the best within ourselves, by taking chances and stretching our boundaries, by leaping into the unknown, by going places we've never seen and never been, by having faith and staring down our fears, by embracing our special uniqueness. Nobody is like you. By doing things for the fun of it. By slowing down so the important things can catch up. By breathing in the open spaces. By walking in nature's wilderness. By appreciating each day, moment to moment. By learning to live it all, not only the joys and triumphs, but the pain and the struggle. By giving more than we take, by being there for others, by making a difference, and we are living a life we love, our souls are singing and dancing. I am so proud of you, and I wish you so much happiness. Thank you. Thank you, Mary. We will now present the diplomas.
This is a large group of graduates for us, and let's have another round of applause for them. Okay. You know, as I look at the graduates here today, many of these graduates have really been role model students. They've been in leadership positions in their dorm. They've held student government offices. And for all our students that are in the audience here today, when these students leave, you have to step forward and take their place in leadership and student government positions. So please be reminded to do that. Also, I have a few words here for the graduates. By the power vested in me by the Congress of the United States of America, the Department of Labor, and the National Office of Job Corps, I now confer on each of you the title of Graduate of Tongue Point Job Corps Center. In acknowledgement and acceptance, graduates, please turn your tassels.
Please stand and applaud as the newest graduates of Tongue Point Job Corps Center as they proceed to meet the world.
So there you have it, the May 2010 edition of This is Job Corps, a monthly radio magazine about Job Corps in general and the Tongue Point Job Corps Center in particular. Job Corps has been around for 45 years now, 45 years of helping young people. Thank you to our student reporters Zachary Hazelwood, Nicole Rahanek, and William Key. Thank you to Terry Wilson, co-producer of this program. We are in our sixth year of This is Job Corps. Thanks to everyone for making this show such a success. Thank you to the staff and students of the Tongue Point Job Corps Center and to the local businesses and citizens for their help and support with this program. It is our hope that through this program, everyone has become aware of how very important the Job Corps concept is to all of us locally and nationwide. In 45 years, Job Corps has helped more than 3 million young men and women gain the education, training, and social skills they need to become responsible, contributing members of society. Job Corps, 3 million careers, one future at a time. Job Corps, where success lasts a lifetime. Job Corps, the bridge to success. Thank you for listening tonight. This is Job Corps can now be heard at any time by going to coastradio.org, click the on-demand button, and select the program. As we go forward, we will add more of our shows to the on-demand feature. On behalf of Tongue Point Job Corps Center, I'm Tamara Walker for KMUN and KTCB. We will be back June 20th for our next edition of This is Job Corps, including stories about leadership conferences and the Student Government Association Summerfest. See you then. Good night.